For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A federal judge has ordered former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to stay within 50 miles of Washington, D.C., effective January 4th, and to surrender his passport then. That's after Flynn's sentencing was postponed. The scene outside the U.S. courthouse in Washington for Michael Flynn's departure was a mix of critics, some of them chanting, "Lock him up," and also supporters of Flynn shouting, "USA." His sentence was delayed for a plea deal, admitting he lied to the FBI about contacts with Russians. That's not alarming to the White House, according to Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The activities that he is said to have engaged in don't have anything to do with the president.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Senate has approved a sweeping bipartisan criminal justice reform bill. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
It lowers mandatory minimums for nonviolent drug offenders. This amendment excludes a series of specific violent offenses, including carjacking, including destruction of aircraft and motor vehicles and drive-by shootings.
The Trump administration has banned the high-powered gun attachments of the type used in last year's Las Vegas shooting that killed 58 people. Owners of bump stocks now have 90 days to turn in or destroy the devices. The debate over a border wall continues on Capitol Hill. The president hasn't yet given up on getting funding for his border wall, searching for it in other departments. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We're looking at every avenue available to us possible. The president's asked every one of his cabinet secretaries to look for funding that can be used.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The flu virus kills an alarming number of people, but are we any closer to finding a cure? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the answer.
The flu still kills around 30,000 people each year in the United States, and the disease remains largely mysterious. I had a chance to chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, the 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, are we close to a cure for the flu?
So there are two ways that we think about curing the flu. One is to actually find a medicine that will attack the flu virus itself, much like we have antibiotics that can attack bacterial infections. And the second way is preventing the disease in the first place through vaccines. We don't yet have either of these in a perfect form. The flu vaccine in its best years is only about 50% effective. And the antiviral medicines that we do have turn out to be not terribly good either. So we still have some work to do.
Once in our lives, we should have photo-do-do'd. I mean, done the deed? We die now. We saved it for nothing.
Laverne and Shirley star Penny Marshall has died from complications of diabetes. Marshall's guest shot on Happy Days was the launching of Laverne and Shirley in 1976. She went on to direct movies like Big and A League of Their Own. For USA Radio News.